Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this morning to the OPT Network. Also, we want to remind you that our offices are located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2. That's the number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. And the zip is 71302. Also, if you're not an emailer and you're not a, you know, a website person, you can phone us at 318-445-5658. It's so important that you let us know what's happening in your community, in your state, wherever you are. If you've got something going on, we want to know about it. And that's what you do. You go to our website at either www.onpointcxmas.com, or you can send us information through the mail by just simply sticking a stamp on it, 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302, or our phone number, once again, 318-445-5658. Well, it's Tuesday morning, and for many of us, it's the second day of school. And I tell you one thing, we had to press really hard yesterday. We pressed starting Monday morning, and we pressed again. And we know that many of you did. We saw many people at Walmart yesterday, and we just want to say kudos to Walmart, and especially to Joseph. Joseph, I hope that you're listening this morning to the OPT Network, because you were such a blessing, not only to us, but to many moms and many students buying school supplies right on point at Walmart, understanding what we needed. We all had expansive lists. I mean, it just didn't even make any sense, the kind of list that they're sending home. I think our son had about three lists. So Joseph at Walmart, thank you for being on point. Thank you for having such a kind heart and being so patient with everybody. Thank you so much. And you know what? This morning, before we get this show started, I just wanted to take this morning to encourage somebody. Because as we were driving in this morning and we were pressing, just getting there and trying to get back into the swing of things, you know, we were talking about those people that are gifted and that have talents to do many, many things. And sometimes you let things fall by the wayside. And then when you look back years later, you say, if we just woulda. If we didn't, what would have happened if we just didn't quit? And so this morning, if you're just struggling to stay engaged, to keep pressing, we just want to encourage you that, you know what? Yesterday, DC and I were talking, you know, because what we do every single day, we don't just wake up and do it, and we know that you don't as well, that it takes work. But in the process of doing what you love, sometimes it gets tough. And sometimes you don't want to go anymore because you're tired. And so DC and I were saying, you know, you don't have to love the process, but you do have to embrace it. And there's a big difference. You can love what you do. Sometimes you get tired, but you just have to embrace it, and you have to live to fight another day. And so if that's you this morning, and you're traveling in and you're just struggling with this and that, and you couldn't find the kids' school shoes like we couldn't yesterday. We went to every store in town and they didn't have them. It's okay. Whatever the struggle is, it's okay. And we want to encourage you this morning, keep digging, keep pressing. You know what? There's rewards on the other side if you don't quit. I want to remind everybody that many, many school zones are in effect this morning. So if you're traveling and the magic hour is 9 o'clock, please slow down. Please stay engaged. You know what? You're not that important. I'm not that important. Let's stay off the cell phones. Let's stay engaged. Let's watch out for those school buses. Let's watch out for parents that are dropping school kids this morning. Let's watch out for walkers. Let's stay engaged until 9 o'clock. And remember, In some places, kids are still not in school. So that means that we've got a combination of things going on. So we just want to remind you to be safe this morning as you're traveling in. And you know what? Before we got to go to break, I know we got to go to break, DC, but I got to send a big shout out to Monroe, Funroe Monroe, Miss Willie Mae Johnson. We got your email. And you know what? Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of the OPT network. But most importantly, thank you for hitting us up at our website. And she said, you know what? I love the show. I listen to the show, and we've got something going on at our church. And we want to hear it on the radio. And so let me tell you what it is. Liberty Christian Center down in the wonderful town of Monroe, Louisiana. They're having their Liberty School of Ministry and Bible Institute is having its orientation. And that's going to be happening August the 23rd. And classes start September the 9th. And you know what? I know that you guys absolutely rock down at Liberty Christian Center in Monroe, Louisiana. Thank you so much for being the change that you want to see in Monroe. Thank you for listening to the OPT Network. But most importantly, thank you for going to our website. It means so much. Thank you for listening. And anything that we can do for any of the communities that are listening, all you got, it's so easy. Go to the website. If you're not a computer person, send us a piece of mail. And if that doesn't work, just go to the phone and dial us at 318-445-5658. But again, we want to thank you guys in Monroe, Louisiana, Liberty Christian Center. You absolutely rock. We know you're going to have a great, great turnout. Classes start again September 9th. But the orientation for all of those people that are planning to attend, you need to be there on August the 23rd. For that great orientation. Thank you so much for being the change, Monroe, that you want to see. But most importantly, thank you, Liberty, for letting us know about your great classes that are going to be starting. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about a subject that we love, 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 and it's women. Women coming together to be the change that they want to see. And I'm going to tell you where it's happening. You got to stay with us. Stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Lisa Bevere.
And when you start writing this book and you start looking at the metaphor and the imagery of the lioness, you talk about awakening something uncontainable.
There is an amazing quote that I found when I was really on this pursuit. He said, if ever there comes a time when the women of the world come together purely and simply for the benefit of mankind, it will be a force. There's that uncontainable. It will be a force such as the world has never known.
Hey, everybody. Good Tuesday morning and welcome to the OPT Network. It's August 14th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, like a good neighbor. State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team are in Rapides and surrounding areas to serve you. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. And as a reminder, so important that you get on the right financial path. It doesn't matter if you've fallen off or if you've never gotten on at all. Carol Kinder is your pathway advisor. You can phone Carol at 318-448-8600. Also, Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton and her incredible team at Be Unique. You can phone for an appointment Tuesday through Thursday by dialing 318-442-7204. Now, this morning, we're talking about something that we love to talk about, and that's women. You know what? We're so excited to have in the studio Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, the pastor, Reverend Stanley Mathis, and the First Lady, Linda Mathis. And we're happy to say that they went to our website and they sent us their information, and they said that they are having their 7th annual women's conference. It is going to be an incredible conference, and the theme this year is a God of second chance. So we welcome Pastor Stanley Mathis and his wife, First Lady Linda Mathis, to the OPT Network for the very first time. Lady and gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome to you guys. So excited to have you. First Lady Linda, I want to start with you. First of all, I want to start by talking about 7 years is a long time, but I want to talk about how the Women's Conference was actually birthed. Let's start with that.
Okay. I remember when my husband, he's been in ministry a long time, but when he was first called to be a pastor, that's what, you know, I struggled with my identity there.
Tell me why.
I didn't know what would be expected of me.
Mm-hmm.
I've always heard about first ladies and and their roles, and none of probably ever did a whole lot but just maybe sit there in their suits and all the shiny regalia, and that just wasn't me. So that really I really struggled with that.
And so how did you get past that, you know, what your role really would be?
Through a lot of training. So that's why I've got the idea and the dream from another first lady that I kind of took on as my mentor to see to bring other women and let them know that they have a purpose in life and more than just status quo or what people expect of them, that they are individuals and they do have a purpose. God have a purpose for them as well.
Absolutely. And you know, we all, if we're in a church, we look at our pastor, but we really, really don't necessarily understand what a challenging role it is for that first lady.
Oh, yeah.
Not only to be a first lady, but to deal with all the rigors that come along with not only being the pastor's wife, but helping to support what pastor does. Talk about how you've been able to really balance that.
Yeah, that has been that. That is really a struggle. That's one reason behind the constant looking for training.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I can really grab onto and help me to face some of the situations and the I want to say problems, because ministry is a challenge in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I still work, so my life is pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
With all the training, seminary work,
mm-hmm.
I've been able to kind of balance that out and not get stuck in that rut of you're the first lady, I expect you to act in this way.
Mm-hmm.
You should be this way.
Mm-hmm.
And not lose my identity and to be me.
That's powerful. And so, Pastor, how is it that pastors can help their wives in this role? Because we know everybody loves the pastor. But then, you know, first lady, I mean, let's face it, she has some challenges a lot of times. So how do you help to balance that?
Well, really being supportive of her,
mm-hmm.
and the dreams and the vision I think the Lord has given her. One of the things that I believe is that total support as the pastor of the church, giving her the latitude and the freedom to mm-hmm. expand and explore and develop new ministries,
mm-hmm.
also in conjunction with the things that we're trying to do at Antioch, allows the church to not be stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
Far too many times our church, traditionally, mm-hmm. sometimes our churches get in one framework and they do things on a consistent basis, but it does not allow them to grow. And over the last several years, we've had opportunities to visit other churches. We make a plan to visit the Dallas area, Fort Worth area,
mm-hmm.
and talk with other pastors, see other ministries,
mm-hmm.
and see how they're developing their churches and see how things are progressing. And we try to bring that back to the Alexandria area and birth those dreams here.
Wow, that's powerful. And Linda, I think you said something so important, and I know that there are first ladies out there that are listening. And you know what? First, let me just say that we have the utmost respect for first ladies everywhere, because unless and until you are a first lady, I don't think that we have any idea the challenges that come along with that. And most churches, we want to believe, do love their first ladies and do support their first ladies, but it's still got to be a balance, because like you said, you've got to find where you actually fit in the puzzle.
Right.
And so when you started to birth the women's ministry and this conference, talk about the process.
That was, it's kind of a thought there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
It's okay. I know that anytime you birth something,
yeah.
you lament, you go through the ups and the downs of making that happen, and then you finally get it. And then you guys have been doing this for 7 years. And so let's talk about the journey.
Okay, it's a journey of faith. And I do believe solely in that faith, because one of my favorite scriptures is I walk by faith,
mm-hmm.
not by sight. So it's a risk of stepping out there, because after all, you don't know if anybody gonna show up. You may get there at your conference and 10 people will show up.
Right.
But I am pleased. You know, I'm pleased with the Alexandria area, because what I really wanted is the networking,
uh-huh.
and to getting to know some of the other ladies in our community.
Wow,
pulling us all together so we can all become, as Pastor always says, a unified community, a unified body.
Absolutely,
not struggling and pulling against each other, because we all have
right.
the same goal.
Right.
We all want to win souls for Christ,
mm-hmm.
and no other better way than if we join our forces together and do it together.
Absolutely. And so 7 years ago, Linda, when you started on this journey, did you think that you'd be here 7 years later and it would be bigger, better, greater?
Well, not really. it was just a dream and a hope and prayer and faith that we would get there. And it has over the years. It has every year is better, bigger and better. One of the things I like to do is beforehand, I send out a lot of personal little invitations to every lady that has come before. And the ladies in the community look forward to get to receiving that little invitation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always something, a little nice thing, and encouraging them.
Right.
About coming and what to expect when they get there. Like I always say, okay, come expecting a blessing. So when you walk when you walk into the house of the Lord, you should come expecting something to happen.
Absolutely.
Not just come just to sit there.
Right, right. And so how did the theme, A God of Second Chance, how was that birthed? We're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break here. But we're going to talk about bringing women together, how important that is, not only just at one church, but as Pastor Mathis said, really creating that united sort of front that we come together as one. You know, because the word says that one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. And think about if we get a church full. You're on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
The kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back to school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back to school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Prophetess Juanita Bynum.
So, Dr. Bynum, how do people get past the condemnation, the guilt and shame to move into their destiny?
Well, first of all, there is no power to anybody's life until you have experienced failure, because it is the teacher. It's what you fail at becomes the teacher, and it empowers you to become the individual that have been empowered to now help and help steer the next sister or the next brother. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you have to, you know, remember about being embarrassed or being ashamed or whatever, the greatest shame is staying in the pit. Shame is not coming out. Power of breaking the shame is to say, I once was dumb, but now I'm not.
Hey, everybody. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart dedicated to excellence. Don't forget, there's still time. Tomorrow's the deadline. If you need to get that all-important loan for those all-important school supplies, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union still has those available. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, the only place to stop is Davis One Stop, right there in Cheneyville, Louisiana. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, this morning, we're talking about something that's near and dear to our heart. Antioch Missionary Baptist Church is having its 7th annual Women's Conference. And we're talking to the pastor, Pastor Stanley Mathis, and his wife, First Lady Linda Mathis. And we're talking about not only Pastor Mathis's 25 years in ministry, what it takes to bring these kind of events together, and really just the church. And I was asking Pastor Mathis during the break, I said, you know, why is it, and maybe from the male perspective, you can enlighten us, why is it so challenging to bring women together?
Well, a lot of times within the church, I think they're with leadership, unless we understand our roles and unless we can implemented in a Christian manner.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we fight for status and positions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we do that, we separate ourselves. It's almost like sometimes everyone wants to be the chairman of the board. Or they want to be the president.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And if they don't hold those positions, sometimes we don't work the way we should work. We don't allow ourselves to be used by the Lord in the way that he desires for us to use. The other problem is cliques within the church. There's mm-hmm. been cliques within the church for years.
Mm.
And those cliques create stagnation. It creates division. And one of the things that we have shared and we put on our board as a church body, as a unified body.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, until the church can become unified.
How does that happen, Pastor?
Breaking down barriers. There are sexism barriers. There are legalism barriers, social barriers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They really separate us from being one body in Christ. We got one God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants us to serve him in the fullness of our being, mm-hmm. as well as to honor him in the things that we do. And sometimes we separate ourselves because of various cliques.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, it doesn't allow us to grow. In fact, it causes stagnation and separation.
Right.
And the more we separate ourselves, the more we pull away from God. Because God cannot work in a divided house.
That's right.
And the house is being divided.
And I think that that's why we thought that this show was so important, because it's another opportunity for women, First Lady Linda, to come together. And it's an opportunity for us to continue to talk about why we're not coming together more and why it's so challenging and why I have so many questions about why, but I think that events like this are really critical. And I think the theme is important, a God of second chance. Let's talk about that, and let's talk about how that will relate to women coming together. She said that's a lot. I know, that is a lot. Pastor, you know, this is something we struggle with. We struggle with carrying this message, and I just have so many questions about why. DC said chop them down. All right, so let's talk about, first of all, a God of second chance.
Well, if we look out through the at the history throughout the Bible, I mean, that's a common theme over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
They did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and he was not pleased, but he gave them a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's over and over again throughout from the very beginning to the end, God gave us a second chance. Even at the end, he will give us a second chance. He will allow us to accept him as personal Savior. And that's a final chance before judgment.
Right. Do you think, though, it's hard for us as women to give each other a second chance, especially if you've been hurt?
It's very hard. And you said the word hurt. Women, mm-hmm. a lot of time women are afraid. They're afraid of what people. After all, if you think about a woman, they don't dress for what men think. They dress for other women. Because they're afraid of what other women.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, what other women will think about them. So
that's powerful.
I remember once I was about to go to an event, and I had a runner in my stocking. And my
uh-huh.
husband said, nobody will notice. I said, you got to be kidding me. That is the first thing they're going to
see. Forget about it. That's exactly right.
First thing they're going to see. But women are very competitive. I've worked with it. Mm-hmm. To me, it's hard to work with of 100% women, and instead of having a mixture of men and women,
mm-hmm.
because women are so competitive, they want so hard to be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they want to
mm-hmm.
be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be the one that plans everything. Their mm-hmm. idea. This is my idea, and I want to be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
For it.
And we just want to own
right.
everything instead of sharing that. And so, what do you think, as pastors and leaders of the church, how do we stop that competitive nature? Is it just, I know maybe it's innate, Linda, but how do we sort of break that down so that we can work together?
A lot of training, a lot of patience. Patience and training. Because,
mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, you deal with that every day. Somebody's got a problem. We don't like the way this is or that is. You know, it's like, you give everybody the opportunity to voice their concerns and their opinions,
mm-hmm.
and still be, you know, think about, okay, what would God want me to do,
right?
And still have the same commitment and love for them,
right?
And so that's what we preach constantly: just, you know, love each other,
mm-hmm.
pray for each other.
And what about that humility for each other that maybe we just don't have enough of?
That is one thing, humility. I pray for every day. I pray for you, the Lord to keep me humble. I don't want to get this this big head. Okay, I'm the first lady.
Right.
And I try to project that with the ladies in my congregation. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I'm real with them.
Mm-hmm.
We're all real. We're one big girlfriend family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We go out, we go shopping together, we go to conferences together, mm-hmm. we share rooms, we just have a good old bonding time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just one way, so they don't be afraid to really step out there and stop some of that competitiveness.
Right. And so how do we help and reach out to women? Because the title is Calling All Sisters. Reach out to those women, Pastor, especially women that have been hurt over time. And, you know, the old saying that there's no hurt like being hurt in a church. And a lot of women have been hurt in churches. And so how do we pull those women back?
I think really through prayer, as Sister Mathis was saying, through various workshops and training, I think that's one method of the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
The forgiveness part is one of the things that we all have to learn how to do, and one of the things that we practice at our church. We're kind of invisible pastors here. I'm a pastor that has been humble, and if you didn't know who I was, you wouldn't know me, because I kind of fly under the radar.
Uh-huh.
And I like it that way, because I've always been humble in every...
A quiet leader.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Every minister that had worked under me, mm-hmm. have the same temperament.
Mm-hmm.
And what we try to instill within the church as a leader is that same humility.
Mm-hmm.
Once you develop that humility on the inside of you, you have love and compassion for your fellow man.
Mm-hmm.
You're not up here. You're working with them on the same level. And that allows them to grow spiritually and mature. And that spiritual maturity is important. Because so many times we fail to grow because we're not spiritually developing.
Mm-hmm.
And I always give the example of when you accept the Lord as your personal Savior, everyone comes in.
Right.
They join the church and they move to first base.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many of the believers that are still on first base.
Mm.
That need to be on second base. They need to spiritually grow to second base and to third base.
Right.
So that they can help the new comers and the new beginners come in and help them develop and grow as well.
Absolutely. And don't you think, First Lady Linda, that conferences like these will help women to grow and to develop? And how do you hope that that will happen through each year?
I hope that I let God lead me with the themes and then the topics. One of the topics we're going to have is out with the old and in with the new.
Mm-hmm.
And
what does that mean?
You're going to shed all the old things in your life,
mm-hmm.
and all the old things that held you down, mm-hmm. all the old baggage and the heavy things that held you down, and put on a new lighter garment.
Mm-hmm.
And rejoice there.
Right. So all those things that the Bible says that are old become new.
Right.
And a renewal. And so if you're looking, ladies, for a spiritual catharsis, a spiritual renewal, and you are tired of all of the old things and you want to become new, this is the 7th annual Women's Conference at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. That's what we're talking about. When we come back, we're going to tell you who some of the speakers are, and we're going to tell you how you can connect. Stay on point. We'll be back after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Caleri. Get HD for life, plus so much more. All you got to do is phone 318-767-2220. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining the OPT this morning, we're talking about the 7th Annual Women's Conference that's going to be happening August 18th at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church right here in Alexandria. Pastor Stanley Mathis and First Lady Linda Mathis, we welcome them back to the OPT this morning. And so you guys, Linda, are going to have some really, really dynamic women speaking. So let's talk about the women that those women can expect to hear.
Yes, we have four speakers. One will be Minister Lavinian Johnson. She's from St. Matthew's Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Evangelist Linda Harris. She comes recommended from Zion Hill Family Church.
Okay.
And so does Fannie Reed, Minister Fannie Reed, also from Zion Hill. Then my fourth speaker that will speak the theme is Stephanie Glenn. She's from Fort Worth.
Okay. And so it's going to be a powerful, powerful evening and day of speakers and women coming together. And what are you hoping that will happen in this 7th annual Women's Conference? Linda, what are you really believing God for?
I'm believing God for women realizing, or people realizing, that every day we are actually receiving another chance. We're mm-hmm. receiving another chance to maybe shed off some of the old bad ways or bad habits that we have, whether it be spiritual or if we got any other bad habits that mm-hmm. we want to shed and put on some new clothes and mm-hmm. new spirit and in Christ, and realize that, because you know we know that God gave man the authority.
Right.
But he also gave us a part as well. We've got a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that my dream is that we realize, we'll think, okay, am I operating in my purpose?
Powerful.
You know, God gave me a purpose. Am I actually living it?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I just letting it pass by day by day?
Mm-hmm.
And
don't we see that, Pastor, a lot? People that just have taken those gifts and talents and just kind of have left them by the wayside and are not operating in that. How do we encourage, especially those women, that there is a second chance and that there is redemption for them?
You know, through workshops and through programs that we try to put on like this,
mm-hmm.
Allow our women to be exposed to more mm-hmm. training, more women of a caliber, spiritually minded, mm-hmm. that can instill and empower them
mm-hmm.
to do greater works for the Lord. I think far too many times it has been minimized within the traditional church. And one of the things, I'm not a traditional pastor.
Okay.
And sometimes, and I believe the Lord was not traditional.
Mm-hmm.
I think he came to break down barriers.
Okay.
And I think within the church today, there's some traditional stuff
like
that we have to break down. Well, the separation
of
men, women,
mm-hmm.
Competitive. We used to have at one time a men and women day program. We have a men program and then a women day program.
Mm-hmm.
We combined it.
Okay.
So it's a joint effort.
Mm-hmm.
What that does is create unity. There's not
right.
a competition within the church. We're all working to move forward. And I think if we can start breaking down those traditional barriers that separate us and allow everybody to work cohesively together,
mm-hmm.
we can move the church forward in a mighty way. I think that's what the Lord expects us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a firm believer. I listen to Sister Mathis, and she shares with me the visions and the dream the Lord has given her.
Mm-hmm.
And she have a carte blanche card to go out and do everything that she needs to do to promote the church and to promote ministries that
right.
will allow the women to grow and develop. And,
absolutely.
And I love what she's doing, because there's a segment, and I don't know where she wants me to share this, it's called the Hattitude.
Hattitude.
Yeah, that's where it's a hat competition.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Hattitude,
and that's
I like
where
that.
We judge the hats.
Uh-huh.
And it's an exciting time for the women.
Cool.
Over 25 women come out with the
I
hats.
I love it. Uh-huh.
And we judge them. And
mm-hmm.
it's exciting for the women, and that's one of the high points of,
mm-hmm.
of our workshop.
And you know, Sister Mathis, I think that this is just another incredible opportunity for women to come together. And there's always sort of an apprehension on the part of women that maybe are experiencing something new or coming into a new place. But you guys are very warm, and I know that your church is very warm. And so how do we open up an invitation for those women that are saying, and I believe that there are women that are listening this morning that's saying, you know what, they're talking about me. I need to shed off some old things and I need to renew. How do we invite those women in?
I personally want to invite them all in just to be themselves. And you'll see when you get there, everybody there is genuine.
Mm-hmm.
We're not putting on airs or anything, or a show. It's not a show.
Mm-hmm.
We're very genuine. That's why every year after year, I'm consistent at putting this conference together. Myself and several other ladies, and that I help, that helped me, that's willing to help me and put all this stuff together at the last minute, come out and just, we just want to encourage the ladies to come on out and share with us, and we know God will meet you there.
Absolutely. And so what time is the conference going to be on the 18th?
Okay, we open up at 8:30 with continental breakfast and registration. We're going to start up with praise and worship. And then offer about 9:30, and then we'll go from there.
Absolutely. And so let's talk about women praising, because, you know, that really ushers in the presence. Let's talk about that praise time. What are you hoping for?
I mean, that... It is nothing like women praising. I mean, it's
absolutely not. Absolutely not.
The other day, we were listening at something on the radio. I said, why is it always you hear a woman screaming in the background? No matter what, I mean, if there's praise going on, you're going to hear a woman screaming in the background. And that's a common thing. So we know how to praise God. We're genuine.
And isn't that a way to start shedding?
Oh, yes. Because you put your heart into it, you put your soul into the music, into the praise, and that way you can shed off some of those, the tension of, you can leave all that stuff outside the door. When you go back home, you carry some of the anointing with you, and keep that throughout the, hopefully it'll last you out throughout the year, not just for that one day.
Absolutely. And there are so many people, and DC and I were talking about it this morning, that need, Pastor, a fresh anointing.
Sure.
Need to be refreshed. Talk about how this conference is going to refresh those women.
Well, we really, in this ministry, I look at it as an extension of an evangelism ministry. It's outside of the walls. It's going out, going after those women, those men that are hurting. And what I love about it is that once they come into the worship experience, you know, we say, you know, when you come into the house of the Lord, you make a joyful noise. You start shedding off things that have been oppressing you, holding you down, and allow you to relinquish that and give it over to the Lord. So many times we hold our burdens in and we don't share them. And there are segments and there are times within the confines of the church that we open up and allow women to share with each other. What's going on in your life? How are you hurting? What can we do to assist? How can we minister to you in the word that will allow you to receive a refreshment or a growth and development so that you won't be caught up in those same things again. And it's a changing attitude about how we see and view the world today, because we're living in a chaotic world where there's so many things that are occurring that can cause us to stumble and fall.
Absolutely. And so this is a great opportunity for women across the city and even women from surrounding areas that can come together in a very real atmosphere.
That's correct.
And really receive healing and coming together and maybe meeting women that they've never, that have never met before, Linda. And so it's a great opportunity. It's going to start at 8:30. Give the church's address.
Okay, the church is located on 2308 Houston Street in Alexandria, South Alexandria. Like I said, we'll begin at 8:30.
Okay.
There's no registration fee. No fee at all.
You're going to have a continental breakfast.
Continental breakfast. I just want you to come and enjoy yourself and expect a blessing.
Expect a blessing. You know what? Come and expect to be changed. Expect that God's going to show up and he's going to meet you right where you are. It's the 7th annual Women's Conference. It's going to be happening at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. We're going to get a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to just give you that information again about how you can connect with it, the times, the church's address. And you know what? It's a great opportunity for women to come together and just love on each other. Great time to heal. You're on point, everybody. We'll be right back. On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT.
for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah, you were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by State Farm agent Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, in Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to Hickson Has It. RayHydePaintAndBodyWorks.com. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. This morning, we've been pleased to be joined by Pastor Stanley Mathis and his wife, First Lady Linda Mathis. They pastor Antioch Missionary Baptist Church right here in Alexandria. And we're talking about their 7th annual Women's Conference. And the theme this year is A God of Second Chance. And they just want to encourage all to come out. It's going to be August 18th, which is this Saturday, starting at 8:30 a.m.
Right. And with continental breakfast and registration, there is no there is no registration fee.
Mm-hmm.
It's free to the public. So men out there, you're invited as well. But again, especially for us ladies. And we'll kick off with praise and worship at 9:30.
Absolutely. So it's going to be a great time. And give the church's address as well.
The address is 2308 Houston Street. And it's in South Alexandria.
Absolutely. So that's in South Alexandria. Again, that's going to be at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And we want to remind you, if your church, if your community organization is doing something that you want to encourage the public about, that you want to enlighten people about, or you just want them to know about it, you can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. That's what Linda did, and she also gave us a call at our offices at 318-445-5658, or our office address is 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, right here in Alexandria. The zip is 71302. So we want to thank you guys for reaching out to us and allowing us to share in what your church is doing in this community. But most importantly, pastors, we want to thank you guys for being the change that you want to see in your community. Now, as we were talking during the break, we were talking about disappointments and sometimes how things happen, D.C.
Right.
And, you know, things happen beyond our control.
Absolutely. And last evening something happened to Pastor Stanley, and he would like the opportunity to kind of share with the public, you know, what did happen, because it really was an unfortunate incident, and due to difficulty that was completely beyond their control, there was nothing that they can do about it because they were misled.
Absolutely. And so we're talking obviously about the Marvin Sapp,
yes,
event that was happening, that was to take place last night.
Yes. On last night, it was a continuation of part two of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church Men and Women Day celebration.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, we had Ron Smith from Houston, Texas, in who came, mm-hmm, brought his church and did a tremendous job for us. And we wanted to continue the celebration on Monday night with Marvin Sapp.
Mm-hmm.
Our plan was to open up at the Coughlin Center at 7 o'clock and have Marvin on at about 8, mm-hmm, o'clock. We knew that from prior conversation with his people that he had arrived in the New Orleans area at about 9 o'clock,
mm-hmm,
and that he would be in Baton Rouge. The bishop would be in Baton Rouge at about 12.
And we're talking about 12 noon.
12 noon.
Mm-hmm.
And my secretary, Sister Brenda Hingston, was in contact with his people.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was from about 12 noon to about 7:30, maybe 8 o'clock, mm-hmm, we had absolutely no communication with Marvin Sapp people.
Right.
As a result of that, we had to try to improvise, mm-hmm, in our worship service.
Right.
With myself and Pastor David Walker trying to continue the program. So
right,
we did what we felt was right, was many sermons.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to delay to hopefully get him in. And we did reach his people somewhere around 8-ish. And
yesterday evening, mm-hmm,
and we were told that they were on their way.
Right.
That they had car. Initially, we were told there were car trouble.
Mm.
They had to change cars, but they were on their way. So we felt like if we could just delay and continue to,
right,
go on with our singing, that we would be able to still give him enough time to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And that went on for the next possibly hour and a half.
Wow.
At some point, we had to make a decision as to whether we were going to extend our services to allow him time to get there,
mm-hmm,
or not. When I was about to make the announcement about what had happened, I got a message up. I was preaching at the time. I decided, well, I'll preach and I'll just let him sing.
Right.
So I preached the mini sermon myself, and I got a message that Marvin will be here. They're 15 to 20 minutes out.
Wow.
So I took that as a blessing. I said, Lord, mm-hmm. just answered our prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I preached about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we sang another song, and I went to the back, and they said, well, they're still saying 20 minutes.
Wow.
So now that's 40.
Mm-hmm.
So my choir is still singing, and the next thing we know is we lose contact with the bishop or Marvin Sapp people again, and we finally get them again, and they say, well, we're in Mika.
Mm.
And then they say, I was about to cancel, and they said, we're 6 miles away.
Wow.
I have to make a decision, and at that point, I said, well, we'll give him time. We sung another 15 minutes.
Right.
I felt like 15 minutes, if you're 6 miles out, you
plenty
can be
of time.
In,
yeah, right.
Alex. And 15 minutes later, they were still not there, and I said, you know, let's call it. And we called it that we were not able to share it with the members as well as the audience, that whatever problems they have, they were not able to get here,
mm-hmm.
and that we were just calling it an evening, and we thanked them for coming. We did offer the opportunity for those who wanted to get refunds, that we would offer that. They had to bring their tickets, stuff,
right.
to ensure that they were there. So that was, it was a tragedy on our part, and I was more hurt
mm-hmm.
over the fact that had we known earlier, we could have
right.
possibly done something different.
Right.
But we were just like the audience. We didn't know until the very last moment.
Right. And, you know, it's unfortunate, and we were saying this morning that, you know, cancellations and disappointments happen all the time.
Yes.
And they're just literally things that are beyond our control.
Sure.
And so for those people that did show up, we just hope that, you know, God ministered to them and met them where they were.
Yes.
And so, you know, although it's unfortunate, do you see,
yes,
you know, those
is.
Things happen.
Well, yeah, it is unfortunate. And to be misled is even more unfortunate, because
right.
had they known that they weren't going to show up, they would have been able to deal with it differently.
Right.
But to actually say to them, we're almost there, and to continue
right.
to say that we're almost there basically lends itself to something that's just completely more sinister.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, and it's just dealing in truth. And I know, Pastor, on your part, it was a lot of hurt, because yeah. I know that you all put a lot
Absolutely.
Of time, a lot of money
yeah.
into making that happen. And so, you know, I think the lesson in this is everybody needing to check themselves and
yeah.
make sure that we're being honest and forthright. But, pastors, you know what? We know that you guys are doing an incredible job.
Absolutely.
At Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And once again, we want to thank you for allowing the OPT Network to share in your 7th annual women's conference, because that is a huge feat. And you know what? We just pray blessings upon your church and upon your conference, that those people, those men and women that need to come out and be refreshed and renewed will be there, and that you guys will have an incredible time in the Lord. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for spending your morning with us, and thank you for sharing this with our listeners. Everybody, you're on point. It's Tuesday. The week is up and well started. We hope that you're on your way, getting there safely, making sure that you remember that the magic hour is 9 o'clock. Those school zones, remember, are still in effect. Stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
Just a little bit.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by the Of Oyles Commission of Tourism. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, that's LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinlaw one heartbeat at a time. Listen, for those all-important screenings that we talk about that you can get at LACVT, the number to phone is 318-442-0106. I tell you what, it's Tuesday morning, and we had to take another deep breath coming in this morning. We know that everybody in D.C. is up and they're on the grind getting kids ready for back to school. And every year, the hustle and bustle just doesn't seem to change. In fact, it gets maybe, if it's possible, it may get just a little bit more rigorous.
Yes.
It does. I said yesterday was a long day. Many of you know we start very early and we didn't get home until after 8 yesterday. That was after leaving Walmart, checking every store in the city for the right shoes and the right notebooks and the right pens and the right paper. And you know what? So that's what made us really think about sharing Digging Deep. And I know it seems like a little thing, but there are other things that people just have to dig deep on. And we don't want you to be one of those people that at the end of the day or at the end of the journey, you just quit because you just didn't press in. Like you were at the top of the hill, nearly at the top of the hill. And right when you were seeing the light, or maybe you hadn't seen the light yet, you quit. And so this morning, this Tuesday morning, August 14th, mark it down. This may be your defining moment. We just don't want you to quit in whatever it is. And I love the concept of God is a God of a second chance. You know what? It doesn't matter how many times you've failed. It doesn't matter how many times you see that you've missed the mark. And we've been really, really talking about that a lot lately. It doesn't matter if you've fallen. The most important thing is getting back up.
And, you know, there's been a lot of media and a lot of reports about the honey badger. And I just want to take this moment to encourage him, even though you've fallen down, seemingly, just get back up. You know, and sometimes when people fall publicly, it's harder because you've got so many people saying why, and so many naysayers and so many Monday morning quarterbacks. And you know what? The word is this: be careful when you think you stand, lest you fall. We all miss the mark. But aren't you so glad that God gives us a second chance, that there is a second chance for everybody? And you know what? God is even bigger than that. He says a righteous man falls seven times, but he gets back up. So it doesn't matter how many times you fall. The most important thing is get back up. Get back to moving. Don't allow the devil to steal those gifts and those talents. Get back up. It's just that simple. Get back up. It's Tuesday morning, y'all, and you know what? We're just glad to be here. So many things going on, so many things we want to tell you about, but so many things that we want to hear about. It is our effort to encourage, uplift, and enlighten our community. And not only do we do it locally, we do it nationally and internationally, but all of the people that come to us, even the authors and even the people that you hear on the show, they connect with us via our website. And that's why it's so important. And I know that a lot of people, nobody wants to talk anymore. Everybody wants to just email and text and things like that. But we're available at our office if you leave us a message at 318-445-5658. Certainly, we will return the phone call. And we just want to be a catalyst for helping people to get out their dreams, their visions. We want to hear about your businesses. We want to hear about what you're doing. And we want to be able to connect you with the people. And that's what the OPT Network is about. It's about connecting people, ideas, thoughts, dreams, whatever it is. It's a connections network. You're on point, everybody. Let me get a quick break and we'll be back on the other side. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there. And we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunkie. The number to phone is 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years. It doesn't matter if your vehicle is domestic or foreign. You can phone Daryl at 318-443-5741. We call him Brother, just simply Brother. And I guarantee you that whatever ails your vehicle, he can fix it. For more information about the Southwest Beverage Safety Messages, log on to their website at www.beresponsible.com. And, you know, before we went to the break, we were just encouraging people that, you know, there are second chances. And by no way or no means am I advocating drug use or anything of the sort. But what we do know is that kids make mistakes along the way. And we just hope, our hope and our prayers are that Tyron Mathis will receive the help that he needs to really, really heal what's ailing him. Because sometimes it's about more than what's on the surface. And sometimes the fame and the adulation of the people can get to be a lot. And we see that on these national stages. And we see how people will take things and turn them into various different things. So, as I said, we just have to be careful before we set in judgment about people and what's happening in their lives, because you never, never know. And he is someone's child. And, you know, let's face it, moms and dads, we know when our kids get in trouble, it breaks our hearts. And each and every one of us, no matter how old our children are, we're on a journey to see them live their best lives and to do the best that they can. And every day we try to encourage our kids to be better, to be the best that they can be, and to nurture and cultivate and excavate those gifts and talents that lie within. And there's always something lurking that will try to steal that. And this morning, what we want to encourage you, we want to encourage you, we want to encourage your children, for you to encourage your children as well as yourself, not to let those things that are lurking steal from you. Because you see, what the devil does is he pilfers. He steals a little bit at a time. It's like if somebody came in your house and every time they came in, they took maybe a spoon and you just didn't notice that the spoons were missing. And that happened to me with myself. I drink tea every morning, and every morning I was bringing a spoon out of the house. And one day we looked up and somebody said, well, where are the spoons? And I said, I don't have any idea. And so Deuce went into my bag to organize it and clean it out. And he said, well, this is where the spoons are. Well, that's how things happen. When you gradually just take something a little bit at a time, before you know it, there's nothing left. So don't allow those forces that would try to come against you to steal from you. Recognize when you're being pilfered and just stop it. Do what you need to do to get on the right track. And you know what? Don't forget to dig. Dig deep this Tuesday morning. We want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning, as always, with us on the official OPT Network. We do. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. And if not in the world, in your community, in your family, just be the change. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great Tuesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Wednesday.